Hello, y'all. This is Karina with Gems. I'm here with my next guest on the series of What Your Purpose Is Right Now. Here's my guest. She's going to introduce herself.
Hola, hola. My name is Frenchie. What's up, guys?
So we brought you here today on this rainy day in Salinas on a Friday. And we brought you here to talk about what you have coming up. So do you want to let the people know what you have coming up?
Yeah, sure. So they do say rain is a lucky night or lucky days when it rains. So yeah, my name is Frenchie. I know some of y'all know me from 831 Comadres. What up, what up? So right now what I have coming up, or what I've done a little bit not too long ago, I did a photo shoot for the spring little magazine that I got asked to be, you know, in with some other pinup girls. And let's see, they asked me to be, if I'm interested, to do a cover shoot with also another magazine that I've done before, to do some pinup biker stuff. So kind of like Betty Page little vibes, you know. So that's in my next little works right now. The whole pinup action is in my life right now because spring is around the corner. Well, yeah. We're in spring, summer, and car shows.
Oh my God, that is so dope. Like, how did you find out about how to get into this? What inspired you? Go ahead and give us the story.
So, of course, it had to be about a boy. He got me into the whole pinup scene. He was actually, some guy that I used to talk to, dated. He was a greaser, had like a Chevy Impala, was all into that, where we would go cruising, blah, blah, blah. And then I actually did do photo shoots back then with another photographer, and I kind of stopped due to another boy. But I've always been into it. I've always thought the vintage scene, kind of Marilyn Monroe, Betty Page, Maria Felix, you know, all the great names out there. I just felt their style so classy, so beautiful, and just, it's daring how it was back then. Mm-hmm. And it shows how fierce a woman can look, even if you're a size 4 all the way to a size 16, 18, even 20, 21, 20, whatever it is. But I feel like anyone that does pinup, they look absolutely amazing, like sexy as fuck.
Because I feel like you're not focused on, I feel like the curves are there. Like, honestly, the curvier the better, right?
Girl, yes.
The curvier the better. And like, I don't know, it's just like about the, it's about the, like, the ambiance of everything, like, the vibe of it, like you said, like, the hair, the makeup, the outfit, like, the accessories, right? So, where do you look for your outfits and stuff like that?
Honestly, my homegirl, Sam, who is also part of 831 Comadre, she helps me out a lot. Shout out to her. If not, I do look online a lot. I do the whole vintage shopping, but it's really difficult for me as a plus size person to see and find things that are bigger in my size. You know, again, I'm not a size 7. I'm about size between 14 and 16 right now. And, I look online for my inspiration, or just, I look at a lot of the old 50s, 60s classics. Like, my thing has always been Maria Felix. That's my go-to person. That is my bitch. I'll be looking like, girl, she was the witch, and I continue to look up to that person.
I'm gonna have to look into this one right here because I'm interested now.
But my favorite has always been the makeup. Like, the makeup is just so, it's fun. Pinup is not just the wing liner. It just is also like the representation of what you put on. I mean, you can put lashes, they look awesome, but it's the way you represent yourself out there también. Again, pinup is all curvy. It's curvy and delicious. Yes. That's what I see. That's what I like.
Yes. And so, like, how did you get... So, like, with car shows, like, who takes your photos and stuff like that?
Funny story. So, 2022, I mean, I've always been to car shows, but I never really took so much pictures there. I would just go dressed up or whatever the case was. But 2022, I did my first pinup contest, which was Ink at the Bay, the last time in Monterey. And I was so nervous. I was like, oh my God, like, I was totally doing something out of my shell. I didn't even care if I never went. I just wanted to do it because it's something out of my comfort zone. I went. I remember it was a mermaid theme. It was Mermaid Beachy theme. Uh-huh. It was so much fun. I met some great people. There was also photographers there. There was also people with their own cars taking pictures of you with their phones, posting it, you know, little stuff like that. But nothing to the extreme. That was my first contest. And it was amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. I loved it. I met great people, like I said, which I'm still really close to some of them now. And I think the year 2022, I kind of did maybe two contests. And then from there, just kind of history was made. Because now I've done maybe a total of maybe five contests now, mm-hmm. between this, like, between these 2 years, 2022, 2023. And I know 2024, there's a lot that are coming up, not just here in Monterey, Salinas, but, or Soledad, like Sacramento, LA, like the big town, San Jose. You have to, like, travel out there. And now I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go out there and actually exploit myself a little bit more, you know?
Yeah.
Jams. Sorry.
That is so vibes, though. Like, I love that for you. You know, I think it's just about believing in yourself at the end of the day, because it's like, anybody can do it. But it's like, who you are and who you're embodying, like, how you're embodying it, it's like amazing, because it's like, you're a woman of color and you know your worth, you know your power,
yeah,
and you know who you are. And like, it's not only I feel like it's not only the image, it's like what you represent and like what's behind it too.
No, definitely. 2022, I won second place in my second contest. I'm sorry. Yeah, second place. And I know it's because of my answer, what I said. Like, I remember my question, because we always get asked different questions each pinup when we're up there doing a contest. And my question was, if I had a class, what type of class would I teach to my students? And I specifically remember I would teach about body empowerment and how positive to be, what any type of body you have, slender, curvy, whatever it is. I know I'm a plus size person, but sometimes I don't like to say plus size. I love to say curvy and delicious.
Yes. I can learn from this, because I don't know what to call, because it's like, everyone kind of says that, and it's like, I would rather hear that. I would exactly. rather hear curvy and delicious. Yeah.
And I remember saying that, and I got, you know, it felt good to have people applaud, because people are self-conscious, especially in a world that we're in now, where, you know, a lot of people look up to the Kardashians. A lot of people are like, I don't look up to those type of people. Good for you if you do.
Yeah.
That's your prerogative, which is great. That's not mine. I look up to Lucille Ball. I look up to Marilyn Monroe, even though she still was a certain size back then, which is size 7 was considered too big back then. And that's ridiculous.
Yeah, she wasn't a perfect woman, y'all. No. Like, the pictures and the paintings, she looks perfect. Yeah. But in real life, I think she just had this charm.
Yep,
she turned it on. I heard this little interview of someone saying, oh, she would just turn it on, and she... You know, she looked, make sure she was looking up when she was walking, and she was smiling at people, yeah. and, you know, giving them a look and like a sultrous eye, kind of. So it's like, she knew what she was doing.
She played a dumb blonde, but she wasn't a dumb blonde.
Yeah.
That's where people get confused. And otra cosa, she was also Mexican. And people don't know that a lot. Her mama was from Mexico.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
So, little history. But no, so I won second place there. And I think from there, a lot of people kind of, didn't see it, but I started noticing messages, people coming to me and like, oh my god, thank you, like, we love that you're so inspirational, we love that you're very, you tell it how it is, and you make us feel comfortable that we're seen. And I love that. Like, I love getting that feedback back, because I want to make women feel that. I want to make them feel like, hey, you don't got to wear big clothes to look, you know, to shun yourself out.
Yeah,
wear that tight dress.
Exactly.
Show your chichi sometime. Cleavage. Okay, I'm sorry. Cleavage. That's what I mean.
Yes, yes.
I'm very, very that person.
I love that. I think there's a quote that's like, I'm smart, but I like to have my boobs out.
Period. Period.
Yes.
So,
I'm
that girl. And yes, I can. It was hard for me before to embrace my body. And I'll be honest with you, I wasn't like this before. And like this because... I have a thyroid issue. So thyroid, I have a scar right here, like right, you see it. But it kind of effed my hormones, my body, everything, you know. The doctor did tell me I was going to gain weight. I gained a whole lot of weight. And I was very ashamed of it. Like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Like, what am I going to do? Like, I need to work out, which I do work out. But now I'm like working out just to like gain some booty gains, get my leg muscles, you know. Yeah. I don't work out to lose weight.
Yeah.
I work out because literally we hear it everywhere, the gym, and I can say this for everybody, is your therapy. People don't, if you want something cheaper in therapy, like, girl, go to the gym.
That was me today, y'all.
See? Proud of you. Like, I love that. And all you're just concentrating in the gym is just your breathing. You're not thinking of anything else. I mean, I tell my husband, my friends, even my mama, like, don't bother me in these 2 hours because it's me time.
For sure. For sure.
So, yeah.
Even when I hear my phone ringing, I get mad. I'm like, who's calling me?
Who wants my music? That's the first thing I say.
That's just like, hilarious. Yes.
But no, I'm honestly like, yeah, I do work out. But again, I just do it for my own health because I have to work out regardless. Which I was a size 18 once upon a time. Now I'm down to a size 16 and 14. Which I'm still curvy.
That's great.
And I love that. I don't want to lose that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, like, get super flaquita or anything like that. I don't, you know, the girls that I do, like, you guys look amazing. But uh-huh. Me, if I get too skinny, I look sick. Uh-huh. That's just me personally.
Yeah.
I can swear, yo.
Uh-huh.
Because it runs in the family.
But I mean, yeah.
But
I like to have a little something. I feel like, you know, it's just, it feels good to even have, like, grab on yourself. Like,
girl, yes.
Like, okay, let's just talk about it. Like, looking in the mirror and, like, just feeling good. And,
yes.
Like, you know, making sure you like to, like, touch your body. You like to, like, look at your body.
Of
like,
course.
It's what you like. It's not what other people like, not what one person or two people or whoever likes. It's about what you look in the mirror and what you like to see. And when you take pictures and you feel confident, you look good.
Exactly. Money, not too long ago, maybe like a month and a half ago, I go to the gym here, and I know I posted about this. I was in a sauna, and there was this man, I'm sorry, not a man, a boy. We'll call him a boy. He was trying to, like, he's that type of man that he has a nice body, and he's the type to show it off, like, oh, I got a six pack, I don't eat this, I don't eat that, so I can look good. Like, you know, he's one of those, like, gym guys. He starts talking to me in the sauna and starts telling me, like, oh, I see you work out with weights. Because you're a big girl, you shouldn't be working out with weights. I straight up looked at him and I was like, well, sir, if my husband can carry me onto my bed, I think we're okay.
Oh.
That's all that matters. He got quiet real quick.
Oh, good.
And he was trying to talk more, say more things. And I remember him asking me, well, how much do you weigh? In the sauna with other people around, and looked at him, and I'm like uncomfortable at this point. And I was like, you know what? You don't know me, so I don't feel like you should be asking me questions like that. And everyone got quiet because they were like, all right, bro, like, shut up, right? And then the older gentleman there, some older viejito, you know, the Mexican guys are always chilling, always hanging out, and, like, you become, like, a little family community. Well, one of the guys asked me, like, oh, we were trying to talk so I wouldn't feel uncomfortable. I made a comment, and this guy was like, oh, I thought you said you're married. I didn't think you had a girlfriend. Or I made some comment. And then next thing you know, I'm like, bro, cállate el hocico, no más talking to you, chismoso. He got real quiet now. Now he won't even look at me. He doesn't stare at me. I think he got kicked out of the gym because he made a comment to another female.
Ew, men like that just irk me. Ugh.
It's gross. It's very gross. But yeah, that was my incident, my one and only incident. I'm like, how people can be so self, like, just gross.
I feel like guys like that wish they can bag a girl like you, though. not like that. I don't mean to.
Real, you know,
but like,
no,
they
no.
wish they can they get wish. A girl like you. Because, like, you have the natural confidence and you wear it well, and it's like, you look great.
Thank
like,
you.
What the heck? Like, what is he talking about? I want to slap him.
Oh, girl. When I see him since, like, before he got, like, banned or whatever from the gym, I saw him. And I just, like, I get grossed out. Like, ugh, here we go again. But, you know, again, I made, like, a cool little family gym. like they're like, because you know we see each other every day, whatever. And then I tell them, or they hear like, "You're the girl that posted it. Like we heard about you from so and so." And it's a small world. Selena's is a small little world. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows someone, and apparently my story got shared around.
Oh.
And yeah. So, anyways, but yeah, girls and guys, don't let no one tell you shit in the gym. Because we're all there for a purpose and one purpose only, to feel good and feel and mentally and physically wise.
I feel like that's like, if you cross boundaries with me at the gym, that's like, that's really disrespectful. That makes you want to like change gyms or something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, it made me feel some type of way, but then I was like, wait a minute, why am I going to make this one, like, excuse me, this motherfudger tell me something about my way, making me feel very uncomfortable? Like, no, I'm not going to make him stop me from coming because I'm doing something about it. Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
So he's lucky that I didn't go off, first of all, because... First of all, I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, yeah, Sagittarius. Yeah, y'all should know.
We don't play. So I held my composure very, very well, which everyone was really surprised. But, like, I was like, no, I'm not going to let this guy win. Not at all. Because, obviously, I'm still going every day. He didn't win.
Yeah.
So not just because he does
that.
I don't know what he does over there. Some some military workouts. And I'm like, bruh.
Like, not everyone wants to lift like that every day. No. Like, that's tiring. Like, go get some rest. T-Paw, he needs rest.
He needs something. He needs some milk.
He needs some protein. He's over here eating too much fish.
Too much, I don't know. Too much. But yeah, that was incident. And then, no, and I love that. Now it's like when I do any type of like photo shoots, like I'm like, you know, the curvier girl, and I like it because like I'm the one that looks a little different, you know. And like, I mean, I've met some other curvy girls too, like that look like me, and we're in the same world together as a pinup. Mm-hmm. And it's cool, like, dude, like you too, like that's awesome. Let's buy like. Let's do projects together. Let's try to do like some type of an event, or let's do anything, you know?
It's always good to collaborate, because then you just bring more awareness, and you bring, that's what I'm trying to do. It's like, because I feel like I'm only one voice, and people are only going to hear one perspective on my podcast. I need to have other people's perspectives. You need other people to grow sometimes, you need new people to grow. You can't stay around the same people. You're not going to grow.
Exactly.
You need to expand yourself and, you know, get out of your comfort zone. So what is one thing this year that pushed you out of your comfort zone?
This year so far, you know what? Good question. I never really thought about it. I mean, we're in the end of March right now, and I know April's coming up, a whole new, like, girl. I mean, you and I can relate. We're all spiritual babies over here.
Yeah.
I think I'm still learning to expose myself. Not like, I mean, like, have my whole body out and about, but like, kind of show more of who I am, and like pictures wise and also like mind wise. So
sorry, Pisces came up and I was like,
what song is this?
I've been listening to it a lot.
Okay, but no, I'm still learning. I think for right now, again, like I'm learning to have my voice again. I think, I know what song I'm talking about. Anyway, sorry.
It's okay.
So, as someone that had thyroid surgery, it was kind of like 6 years ago. I know it's been a long, but still like a very unbalanced, out of whack hormones for me. And I think from there, it kind of took my voice away a little bit. And I think I'm learning again to use my voice and to speak up and to, you know, have more eye openers for myself, other than help others. Like, let me do me first, and then I'll help you second. That's what I'm learning in a way. Like, first, like, I'm finally okay with my body, looking at myself, like you said, in the mirror. I'm okay with my little tummy, okay with my curves, my whatever I have here, you know, my stretch marks.
We love the stretch marks over here.
Yes, we do. Because you know what? That's our scars and our warrior signs that we did.
We earned those stripes.
Yes, those stripes are beautiful in every way possible. That's what I love, like, baby wise because I know you just had a baby, and like me on my stretch marks, because you know my stomach goes in and out, and I don't know what's gonna happen.
So yes, and so we're talking about body positivity. So I'll tell you about my stretch marks journey. In high school, I started getting stretch marks like around my thighs and around all of that area, and I was very insecure about it. And even when I would wear crop tops, you know, in high school, you're not supposed to worry about little stretch marks and nothing. I was worried people were going to see the little mark on the side of my hip or whatever. One time this guy did mention, he was a little hater, like the guy at the gym. He was like, oh, I didn't know you had stretch marks. Like, those things are ugly. And I was like, shut up. Like, sit down. Shut up. Like, we're at PE. Like, relax. Like, it's not that serious.
Have a heater route. Calm down.
I could have said a lot of things about him, but he sat next to me, so he was always kind of like observing me. You know how guys are in high school, they're always like observing you and your body. So I dealt with the stretch mark journey because I would play volleyball, so you know, like, I was always working out, and like sometimes even when you grow like muscle, like you get stretch marks no matter what.
Yeah.
And so I kind of experienced a second wave of stretch marks, but I wasn't insecure about it this time around.
Yep.
Once I had my baby, I got some around my stomach, and it's like, girl, just put some coconut oil and you'll be good. It's
like cocoa butter type of stuff. You're good, girls.
You're good. They will fade, and you'll still see them, but you've got to love them.
Oh yeah.
The day.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's my thighs, my stomach, my breasts have stretch marks, and it's normal. It's a body. Your body changes. We're supposed to go through changes, and I think like men and women that don't think like that are very, oh, what is that word? Yeah, I don't want to be too mean, but they're just idiots. I'm gonna say it in that way possible. Like, they don't understand. They think the world is perfect. That everything is just like Los Angeles bodies. Like, no, girl, those are your
people pay to get those bodies, honey. They paid $30,000 a month,
which is great. Good for you if you have it, but
no, great for you, literally.
Literally, good for you, not for me.
But I'm not doing laser treatments every week to darken,
release. Lighten it up. Girl.
We got lemon and we got yogurt.
Period. And we got like the salt real quick, and then we also got I got my own waxing kit. I'm about to.
We'll make do what we do.
We do what we do. We save. That's what it is.
No. We got the natural remedies from Earth. Okay, we don't need
and our grandmas. That's all we know. That's all we definitely know.
Yeah.
No, but honestly, I'm happy like that. People are finding more ways and are actually now talking about their bodies, how happy they are, how they're good with it. They love their bodies. They love the skin they're in. Because we have to remember, we're only in this world for a short period of time. Our bodies are just rentals. Our spirits are the ones that keep going.
Let them know.
People don't know that. And people are scared. And it's okay to be scared. I was scared. I was scared of death for a really long time. I think after my grandma passing away, I was like, I'm okay now. I'm fine with it. Like, my body is just a temple. And that's okay. I'm going to take care of my temple as much as I can, as much as I could. And from there, we'll just go on day by day. That's all you could do.
That is so deep. Because I feel, since you're my therapy right now, literally I've been thinking about some people that passed away that I've known, and like I've been crying recently, just like the one day there, it was a beautiful day, and I was like, wow, I wish my friend was here just to see this beautiful day.
And they were there.
And they were. And I did feel their presence.
Yeah.
And I was just crying that day because I just feel like even my angels have been like around me, because I haven't. Sometimes I have like days where I need some uplifting through I don't know what, and sometimes I feel those people that passed away in my life or whatever.
And I've heard when you feel some type of way that you're thinking about them, like your family, friends that have passed, it's because they actually are around you. That's why they popped in your head, because they're there with you. I'm a very much firm believer of that, but that's a whole nother topic.
No, it is.
But,
yeah. But we're talking about
yes.
Whatever you want to talk about. But, but I definitely feel that, though. Yeah.
So, Craig, you got to your Pisces. I love Pisces. It's so funny. I have Pisces all over. My God, look at the sun. I have Pisces energy all over me. Like, two of my best friends are Pisces. I'm sorry, three of my best friends are Pisces. My husband's a Pisces. My stepson's a Pisces. So, yeah, and I got married in the Pisces season. I did.
Oh my god, so much Pisces energy.
Yes. So I think it's like the universe telling me, because I'm a Sag and on fire, like, simmer your ass down.
No, literally, my sister, she's a Sag, and me, my mom, are a Scorpio. My mom's a Scorpio, and I'm a Pisces. And we simmer her down.
Really?
Yeah.
Scorpio men are different, but women I love. Scorpio women are very, I love them. One of my really good friends, she's a Scorpio, and we always make fun of her, how, because you know what they say. Anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Men are just a little different.
Yes. So, what do you feel like is your purpose right now? Right now, just currently, it doesn't have to be forever, just right now.
Honestly, my purpose is to still, like, have the curvy girls like us that look like me, that feel some type of way. Like, no, it's okay. Show off your stomach. Put those shorts on. If people don't like the way you look, they can look away. Who gives a fuck what they think or what they want? You know, I'm that girl, like, I'm making another little girl's life a lot better. I don't know who's looking up to me. I don't know who's watching my stories. I'm not sure who's, like, you know, stalking my page. It could be someone's daughter that has some type of body issues. Because I know as Latinos in our, you know, community or Mexican, I'll say for experience, when I was little, I wasn't a skinny girl either. I was a chubby girl. And I grew up very, where my mom, she would have me on diets. She would, like, make me work out, and it wasn't healthy. So when I grew up, you know, growing up, I've had a very unhealthy, again, ways with working out, eating, body dysmorphia, all that stuff. And I think when I finally, 2020 hit, I was like, hold up, like, I can't be doing this to myself. I'm only hurting myself deep. So I think from there, my purpose in this life is to make any other little girl that looked like me when we were little. It's okay. You're beautiful. Just the way you are. It's okay if you gotta tell me. It's okay. Don't be hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. You're so beautiful. That's what people need
to know. Like, just buy a new pair of jeans and you're gonna love it. Like, you don't have to fit into the old pairs of jeans. Throw those away.
It's like the traveling pants. Literally.
It's like, girl, get a new pair of jeans. You're gonna love how your booty and your tummy looks in it. Like, calm down.
Exactly. And I'm that person. I just want everyone just to feel beautiful and just, body's a body, man. That's all I gotta say. Like,
and your body's always transforming. There's gonna be periods where you're like, damn, mermaid season, and then other periods where you're like, cozy season. Like, fuck everybody. Like, I don't have to look no way. Like, I'm not trying to impress nobody.
No.
It's like, sometimes it's for you though, when you want to cut back or whatever. Like, for me, I like fasting sometimes because I feel connected to God.
Yeah.
So it's like, when I lose weight, it's intentional. It's not because I'm doing it because of society. If anything, removing myself from society's standards, and I'm just becoming more, what is it, whole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're becoming your person, who you're supposed to be. That's what it is. And again, people in society nowadays, they don't think of things like that. And it's just really sad. And I hate that. It's like, I see so many people, like, on social media, especially all these, like, what are these called? People that are famous on TikTok, you know, whatever. They're just like, the way they show about themselves, like, okay, there's this one couple, like, sorry, like, going off a little bit. Okay. There's this one couple, I really do enjoy watching their videos and everything. And she was, like, she's still beautiful, but she had, like, a really pretty body. Like, it was nice the way it was. But ever since she got, like, TikTok famous, now homegirl got a BBL. Homegirl got her, you know, whatever, sucked out her fat, whatever. She got boobies now. Mm-hmm. All because she got engaged and she wants to look good for her wedding. Which is awesome. I'm here for it, but there's fajas.
Yeah. It's like, but you don't need to go under the knife.
No.
Like, I feel like, didn't we learn after that girl on YouTube did it?
Wait, yeah, exactly.
What's her name? I don't know her name, but
I've seen so many botched videos, and, like, no, that's just, it's so scary.
I don't think people need to go under the knife. Like, you're beautiful. Like, who needs to tell you? Read the book. There's a book for it. I forgot what it's called, but it's a plastic surgeon that wrote the book.
Oh, okay.
And he talks about, like, you know, his patients and, like, before and after their mindset. It's still the same. They still want more, and they want more, and they want more.
I mean, shoot, Kanye's mom died from, like, plastic surgery of whatever she was wearing under the knife. what that, I think you're talking about DC Young, right? His wife, Jackie, who passed away.
Jackie something, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, she was beautiful. Like, she was gorgeous. She didn't need no work to be done. I'm all, girl, if you need to, like, you feel like you need to tighten up something, there's squats, there's fajas, there's, you know, changing your diet. You know, there's little things. It's not going to be overnight how we wish we all would want that. It takes time.
And and you know how we hear in, like, Mexican families, like, oh, I'm going to go to Mexico and I'm going to go get it for cheap. It's like, no.
Oh, my God, please don't do that. Oh, I love... Okay, sorry. Quick, the song. I went to go see her in live, and I heard the song live. I wasn't drunk. I was drinking my coffee because I had to work the next day. I was being responsible. I heard this song. I cried. I don't know why. I just, like, tears. And my best friend was with me, who's a Taurus, and I love her. She was just hugging me, and she's... Because life was, like, hard. Like, life is hard, you know? And I think when I heard this song, I was just, like, in my feelings and hearing it live from Karol G, which she's beautiful.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh. I'm good right now. I'm cool right now. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, don't go under your knife. Don't go under. Don't do it.
I used to watch, just because I was curious, I would watch Dr. Miami on Snapchat when I used to have Snapchat. And I would be like, what? Every morning, hey guys, let's go. Like, with music in the background, just cutting people open. Like, what are you doing, sir?
I remember a botch episode that I watched. This girl, she got, like, of course, she went to TJ. And they did not put her under anesthesia. What they did is put two ice blocks on the side of her hips to numb her. Homegirl felt everything. And I think ever since hearing that, I can't do it. I won't be able to do something like that. So I'll keep going to the gym. I'll work on my lunges.
Yeah.
I'll work on my squats. I will forget my breathing sometimes. I'd rather just do it like that. But yeah, just be happy with your body. As corny as it sounds, pero be kind to yourself. Be kind to your body. We've been all through hell and back with our bodies, our minds, and people need to understand, like, it's okay. Just chill. One day at a time.
And I feel like people are so stubborn in their mindset. Like, they're like, no, I need to that to have a certain body image. And even, I feel like I used to have people in my life that were so they had, like, what is it called? Food disorders.
Or
body, what is it called?
Food disorders, and body dysmorphia.
Like,
anorexic and stuff like that,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. I had people like that in my life in the past, and I had to cut them out because it's not beneficial towards your growth. It's not, and I'm sorry that I had to, if you listen to this, I'm sorry I had to cut you out, but in order to get to the where I'm at right now, interviewing this person, I had to love who I was and my body, and I couldn't get stuck in that mindset around those kind of people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's, you don't need, because again, that's toxic for yourself, and you don't need that, and it's something that you do, and you should cut out on, you know, because you don't, it's not good for your health, it's not good for your growth. And unfortunately, you feel horrible to cut that person out, but at the same time, you can't feel sad because you did this for yourself. It's like people need to stop feeling selfish, because that's one thing. Like, you can never say no to anybody, because, like, how dare you say no? And I was like, no, because you know why? Me, myself, and I come first, because I take care of everybody else, but who's going to take care of me? Nobody. I mean, my mama still does, but, like, besides the point, you know, like, I still need to take care of me. Because, like, I can, like, go snap, like, crazy, batshit crazy 1 minute and, like, God forbid, do something, like, absolutely insane, and no one's going to help me. No one's going to be there for me. Because, like, falling into depression and, like, the whole, that shit is not fun. Not fun at all. And it can lead to one little snap, and that's it. Like you said, body dysmorphia, and then, like, the whole eating disorders, like, it's sad, and it's just toxic, and you don't want that. Like, I've never been through something like that, and I never had anyone in my life like that, but I do see a lot, like, social media. Some people make it okay, and some people make it, like, a lifestyle for the views, and I'm thinking, like, man, do not know how much you're hurting yourself, and you're actually, like, showing other people this is okay, you're gonna have probably a 6-year-old start doing the same thing as you. God forbid that, but like that's your influence, and literally influencers, you know, that's the word. You're doing this to society in a way. Like, be positive, like show better, be better, show better. Just be better.
Yeah, like for me, like in order not to get trapped into like diets or anything like that kind of lifestyle, I cut back in certain ways. I'm very intentional with my eating, so it's like I'm gonna eat my meal, my 3 meals a day.
Yeah,
I'm gonna eat the meals, but I'm gonna eat more balanced meals. So it's like just changing your mindset and your lifestyle, and make sure you eat your meals. Like, don't skip a meal, y'all. Like, just because
drink your water.
Like, make sure you don't have a headache. Like, come on, do not starve yourself, y'all. Like, it's not worth it for society, for views, for likes. Don't do it.
Nah,
don't do it.
Cause first of all, no, they ain't gonna pay your rent. They ain't gonna pay your food. They ain't gonna pay your bills.
It ain't gonna get you no man.
No woman, no man, no whatever you're all into. Nope, never. I learned that. And honestly, like, I stopped saying the word diet, too, because I learned me and diets, it's not a good relationship. So I changed my eating habits. So that's what it is. And I do portion sizes, so I eat a lot more protein. I stopped eating red meat. I don't eat as much. I mean, I still do, but not as much as I used to. Like, you know. I know a lot of my girlfriends are vegans, and I can't go into that, you know, side.
It's really hard. Oh, it's hard. I was only pescatarian for half a year or so, and
it was
hard.
Yeah. I like chicken.
Yeah. No, I love flavor. If I can do proportions, but I have my flavor,
exactly.
I'm good.
Yeah. So one thing I did learn, my husband, who's also going, he went to school for kinesiology. He's all about, you know, eating right, you know, healthy, right? And I mean, don't get us wrong. We love eating out. We love, like, you know, sometimes spoiling ourselves and going to, like, I don't know, wherever we go. But there's times where, like, I have my portion size foods where I do eat 4 times a day. I have like my eggs, you know, in the morning with spinach with my wrap, and then I have like my 10 o'clock, my 2.5-3 hours later, my protein, whatever. Then my lunch, which is like veggies, a cup of this, an ounce of this, you know, things like that. You just kind of start changing your habits. I know it's hard, believe me, we've all been there, done that, but it takes. What do they say? I think
7 days
or 14 days to change a habit.
Yeah, around there. Have you ever heard about, it's called, there's like your DNA can change within 30 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Genetic something like that.
Yeah. So let's try not to say the word diet, because that's, I feel like that's just not a right word for everybody. Let's start changing the habit the way we eat. Instead of, like, you know, having a burger at wherever you go, maybe try a wrap. Maybe, like, okay, let's, instead of having a wrap, if you don't want to do too heavy, let's do a salad. It's still fast food in that way, but let's just, you know, slowly but surely, just little poco poquito puedes cambiar las cosas. You can change it up.
Yeah.
You know?
So how do you feel like your lifestyle has changed your perspective with your passion for like pinup and everything? Like, how's that everyday lifestyle? How's that routine?
You know, honestly, I think it's my confidence. Confidence has gone way up. And I mean, I've always had it, but now that I see myself in a whole different perspective, it's like I see myself shining. Like, my aura is different. Like, my color, I used to have somewhat a dark color around me, and I always felt like a very dark purple. I'm not sure that's a good thing or a bad thing, but now I see myself having more of like a light yellow, like a almost yellow orangey.
Mm-hmm. I felt that. I was gonna say, is she gonna say like orange or yellow somewhere on there?
I feel brighter, and people see that, and I love it. I love that I can actually smile and be happy, and not force myself to be happy. Like, you know, try to look like my friends here or my friends, you know, I'm just who I am. And I know I'm married and I got my old thing going on, but you know what? It's nice to see that I still got it going on. Like, people see it and I'm like, sorry, you know.
And that's okay.
And
we all deserve to get our flowers.
Yes.
Right?
It's confidence. And that's what it is. Like, I just, I used to walk like with my head down a lot or very hunched over. And ahora I'm like,
hey,
my head's up. What's
Hi.
Up? My hair's up, you know, I'm like, what's good, you know? So, my eyes flutter. But, no, I'm happy. Like, it's just my confidence is up, and I can actually smile without trying to be someone that I'm not.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, no wonder I noticed an aura about you. I knew something was changing. But ever since, I feel like for a while, I've had you in my mind. Like, I want to do a podcast with her. I would listen to 21 Comadres,
yeah.
And I loved your guys' energy. And I was like, I need more. Like, I need a podcast with this girl. Like, even with your friend, like, I don't know. She's always, I don't know if she's busy or anything. She does respond to me on sometimes, on, what is it, Mujer Madre?
Yeah, Mija Mujer.
Yeah, I buy her clothes over there, support at the next store, but
support small business.
Support small businesses, you guys. That's the only way to live nowadays. Like, support your community. Like, I get really upset when I hear people say Salinas is all about gangs and violence.
No,
you gotta talk to the people. You gotta come into the community. Invite yourself in. Like, get to know more people.
Come to the Bearded Bean and hang out with us.
Come to the Bearded Bean. Come to the Saturday Farmers Market. Like, get to know the community. It's all about.
Honestly, not just Salinas. It's everywhere. There's always gonna be that bad seed somewhere, you know. And it's just not here. Like, girl, I grew up here, born and raised, 1990 right here, and I love it here. Like, this is my town, and I can't see myself moving, to be honest with you. I know a lot of people are like, I can't wait to get out of here. And I used to be that girl. I used to be that bitch. I was like, I'm going to move to L.A. I'm going to get out of here. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. I was like, first of all, L.A. is not for me. Not for me. I can't be bougie like that. I'm on a financial bougie. But
it's different over there.
Oh yeah.
I walk in, I want to walk out, but it's just good for the weekend and then you leave, right?
That's what they said. There's a series on some guy, I'm not sure what happened to him. Instead of Hollywood, he calls it Holly Weird. Now I'm all like, no, with all these
it
things
is.
Coming up to light now,
it
things
is.
Do come to the surface.
Have you heard that Drake Bell scene?
Oh girl, I watched the whole documentary.
Oh,
I
have not.
It's, you know what? It's crazy because it's just sad because it's not just women going through it, it's also men. And it's a very taboo of a man to talk about it because men should not be talking about it because it shouldn't happen to them. It doesn't happen to them, but little do they know. I mean,
that's why I get scared. I get scared of like, women can also do harm. Like we cannot disregard that. But I feel like with men it's scary though because it's like that's just in their nature, no?
It's a machismo thing. They're like if it happens to them, if they say something, it makes them look not like a man. It's they put like a it's a downfall, you know, and it ends up with their head and you know the whole it's just depression for them. And if you haven't watched it, y'all, like, be ready.
I'm gonna watch it.
You'll see Nickelodeon a whole different way. Fuck Dan Schneider.
Yeah, I was really watching that growing up. That was like my generation.
Yeah.
I was watching these guys thinking they're badass when
Funny.
They were going through depression and maybe not even wanting to be here while they were making these episodes, y'all. Oh my goodness. But
Team Amanda Bynes.
Amanda Bynes, huh? She did.
Pobrecita.
Poor girl.
Pobrecita.
Even with the Diddy situation with what's her name?
50 Cent's baby mama?
The other girl, the one that was
Cassie.
Cassie.
Yeah.
Her situation is so hard.
It was sad.
Wrenching,
Yeah, but, you know, we just have to be kind to others because we don't know what type of demons people are carrying and are, you know, whatever they're going through on their little mind. And just be nice to everybody. Be nice
exactly.
to yourself again. Be nice to your body.
Be nice
take
to your body.
Your, take your vitamins, drink your water. If you don't know having coffee, then have tea. Do little things. Change your, just change. It takes one little thing. Oh, one thing during COVID, I do remember, sorry. I know a lot of people do try to, like, cleanse out their system and stuff like that. So I remember me and my girls, we did this, it was an activity, but I forgot the word for it. But it was basically every morning before you start eating, do like an 8 ounce of warm water, put vinegar water, apple cider, you know, and then a cup of it, whatever, put lemon, and then honey for taste, and drink it. It's not the best. But girl, it will clean you out.
Yes, anything with that lemon and apple cider vinegar, yeah. Any of those ingredients are so good for you.
Papaya seeds.
Oh, okay.
I don't like papaya, but I heard the papaya seeds are good to, like, if you have gusanos.
Oh.
Grandma.
Okay, grandma, I'm gonna listen to that. Y'all listen to that.
No, but yeah, just be happy with who you are. That's all.
Well, any closing out statements? On anything you want to say to maybe a younger person listening in, because I see my analytics and it's a lot of younger people listening. So any something you maybe would have told yourself like 10 years ago or 20 years ago, what would you have told yourself?
I wish I had someone like me to look up to. I wish I had. I know it sounds kind of selfish, but I'm learning to be selfish, and it's okay. It's okay to say no. It's okay to, like I said, wear that crop top, even though you might like make someone else uncomfortable, but that's not their money that bought you that shirt. Do your makeup every day. Just smile and just put your head up and just, you're gonna be fine. One bad day doesn't equal a bad week, a bad year, a bad anything. It's just a little bit. Pick, like, you know, Aaliyah said, like, pick yourself up and try again.
Yeah.
That's
oh
it.
My God, this is so motivational. I needed to hear all of it today. Thank you for being on the podcast.
Of course.
And being a part of this series. I'm so excited for this series. I just felt like the energy is new, it's ripe, and this is what people need to hear.
No, thank you. Thank you for asking me to be on it. I love doing the whole body positivity. I love just talking about that it's okay to be, again, I don't say plus size. I love saying curvy and delicious. You got it going on. You got that Coke bottle. Girl, show it. Doesn't matter. Do show what you got to show. And that's all good. But thank you. I love this. Thank you.
Thank you, y'all. We will post this soon. Bye, you guys.
Adios.
Adios. Bye.